Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Friday, October 3rd. You'll be interested to know. 35 years ago, today in 1990, Germany was joyfully reunified, ending decades of division and marking a triumphant moment of human unity and democratic progress. This inspiring event, celebrated as German Unity Day in Berlin, Germany, stands as a powerful testament to reconciliation, perseverance, and the enduring human spirit. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's sunny and it feels like 44 degrees with 5 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 6:19 and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:44. It looks like we're in for some sunny skies today with a high near 73 and a light southwest breeze at 5 to 9. Tonight, expect clear conditions with a low around 53 and light winds continuing. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Friday will be at 8:45 with the low tide at 2:45. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 61 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, Saturday will be sunny with a high near 80 and light west winds around 6 miles per hour, becoming mostly clear and cooling to about 57 overnight. Sunday and Monday stay warm and sunny with highs near 80 to 81 and light variable breezes. Then Tuesday is mostly sunny with highs near 80 and breezier southwest winds before a chance of showers arrives Tuesday night with lows near 63. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, the Worcester City Council has voted 8-2 to reject a federal program that would allow local and state police to help enforce immigration laws. The resolution, introduced by City Councilor-at-Large Christian King, aims to reassure immigrant residents that local police will not act as federal immigration agents. The King stated, "As a legislative body, we're sending a message that we are not going to engage in any violations of folks' constitutional rights." The American Civil Liberties Union of Massachusetts is calling for stronger measures against such agreements. Now on to sports. Last night, on Thursday Night Football, the 49ers beat the Rams in overtime 26-23. Mac Jones was 33-49 with 342 passing yards, 2 touchdowns, and no interceptions. Matthew Stafford was 30-47 with 389 passing yards, 3 touchdowns, and no interceptions. The 49ers are now 4-1, and the Rams fall to 3-2. And on Sunday Night Football this week, we got the 2-2 Patriots in Buffalo to face the 4-0 Bills. Bills are favored by 7.5, with the over-under set at 49.5. Kickoff is at 8:20 Eastern on NBC. And in college football, tomorrow, number 18 Florida State is at home against number 3 Miami. Kickoff is at 7:30 Eastern on ABC. In local sports, manager Alex Cora delivered a message to his players after the Red Sox were eliminated from the postseason last night at Yankee Stadium. The Sox lost 4-0 in Game 3 of the best-of-3 American League Wild Card Series. The Red Sox finished the regular season with 89 wins and 73 losses, earning their first postseason berth since 2021. Cora expressed his enjoyment of the season, stating, "I had a blast this year," and noted the team's potential moving forward. Shortstop Trevor Story echoed this sentiment, highlighting the team's progress and his regained joy for the game. And tomorrow at noon, the 1-3 BC Eagles are in Pittsburgh this week facing the 2-2 Panthers. Pitt is favored by 6.5, with the over-under set at 57.5. In top news, this country has just been named the best place in the world to retire in 2025 for its healthcare, equality, and quality of life. Norway topped the new 2025 Global Retirement Index, evaluated across 44 developed states. The report emphasized that Norway regained its top position, driven by strong health outcomes, low unemployment, and high income equality. It ranked first in material well-being, second in quality of life, and fourth in health. The United States came in at 21st place. However, relocating to Norway can be challenging for United States citizens due to strict residence permit requirements. In business news, getting an MBA in the United States has become more expensive and less profitable. A Bloomberg analysis shows that the return on investment fell at 4 out of 5 business schools as pay after graduation has stagnated. This year's update projects a typical return on investment of 12.3% a year, down from 13.3% last year. The main reason for this decline is that projected post-degree earnings increased only 1.7%. Syracuse University's Whitman School of Management experienced the sharpest decline as tuition and expenses rose significantly. Tulane University's Freeman School of Business saw its return on investment double, thanks to a rise in compensation. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 7% for the week, to $120,000. Ethereum is up 9% to just under $4,500. And XRP is up 5% to $3.01. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. OpenAI's Sora has skyrocketed to third place on the App Store. Currently, OpenAI has 2 apps in the top 3, but it still trails behind Gemini due to the sustained success of Google's Nano Banana image model. On September 30th, OpenAI released Sora, a social app powered by a revamped version of its original generative video model. Despite being invite-only, the app gained considerable momentum, with 56,000 installs in the United States on its first day and 108,000 installs on its second day. Interestingly, 2 out of the current top 3 apps heavily rely on multimodality, suggesting users may prefer image and video-based AI features. And in entertainment news, Shane Black believes Robert Downey Jr.'s portrayal of Dr. Doom will single-handedly reinvigorate comic book movies. Downey is returning to the Marvel spotlight, but this time, he is not suiting up as Iron Man. He will take on the iconic villain role in Marvel Studios' upcoming film, Avengers Doomsday. Black expressed his excitement about Downey's casting during a promotion for his movie, Play Dirty. Despite skepticism from fans and critics, many think Downey's return could be just what Marvel needs to regain momentum. If the film delivers, it might reshape how legacy actors are utilized in superhero storytelling. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American author and poet, Maya Angelou. And she said, "We may encounter many defeats, but we must not be defeated." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.